listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, get ready for annual enrollment with the Agent Survival Guide AEP Checklist. ASG Episode 2, The Survivor's AEP Checklist, written by Chad Houck. October 15th is the first day you can enroll clients in a Medicare Advantage plan. How should you prepare for the annual enrollment period? You can start with our Agent Survival Guide AEP Checklist. We'll talk about choosing plans, contracting, Medicare training, product certification, and face-to-face training, along with some helpful tips to get you ready for AEP. Start off by selecting your plans. Now is the best time to look over your current appointments and consider what's worked for your clients and what hasn't. Start by asking, "Do I have the brand plan that clients are going to ask for?" People recognize popular names and attach inherent value to those products. Studies show customers decide on a plan more quickly when the options they're presented with include a familiar brand compared to when all their options are unfamiliar. The big players might not offer the best products for your clients, but it's valuable to associate your business with strong brands. Additionally, and perhaps most importantly, do you offer the plan you feel is the best choice? Never forget, you're the expert here. Your clients look to you as their trusted advisor. Remember, popular high enrollment plans aren't always the greatest fit, and plans can change from one year to the next. Often, a local plan might offer a better network or more suitable benefits for your clients. If you have a client who's used the same hospital for years, they'll probably want a plan with that hospital in its network. And if there's a new plan in your market, it's a good idea to get familiar with it. Complete contracting. Think about times when you failed to make a sale because you weren't appointed with a specific carrier or product. The next few months are also a good time to consider what ancillary products you can offer to make a meeting the most beneficial for you and your client. Why is it so important to do this now? It's pretty hard to add a contract at the last minute. On average, it takes the carrier about 7 to 10 business days to process contracting and background checks. As we get closer to AEP, that contracting turnaround time can take as long as 4 to 6 weeks, and that's before factoring in product certifications. The earlier you get started, the better. Medicare and FWA training. In order to sell Medicare Advantage plans, you're required to complete Medicare and fraud, waste, and abuse training. Two of the most popular methods of attaining these certifications are to complete AHIP training or Gorman Health Group courses. Some carriers mandate a specific training platform. Make sure you check the carrier's certification requirements to see if they accept AHIP certification. Some carriers use Gorman for their certification platform, but will allow you to upload your AHIP scores. Others may require you to take the Gorman Core Medicare Compliance and FWA training. The cost of AHIP training is $175, but some carriers may offer AHIP discounts or reimbursements when you use their broker portal. At Ritter, we work to keep our carrier pages up to date with these offers and certification instructions. Our pro tip for AHIP exams: have a comfy seat and strong Wi-Fi. The test must be taken in one sitting. Once launched, your score is counted no matter what. Complete certifications. You've done your research, picked the most appealing products in your market, and completed your Medicare compliance training exams. Scratch those off the checklist, and there are just a few steps left. In addition to your general Medicare training, each carrier requires certifications to sell their Medicare products. On Ritter's Certification Center, we provide links to information on certification, commissions, supplies, and how to submit applications. Prepping for every carrier's certification can be time-consuming, so we do our best to put it all in one place for you, and you can find that link in our show notes. When it's time to take your online certification, we suggest removing all distractions. Carrier certification can be a hefty task. That's why we recommend getting it done and out of the way as early as possible. Give yourself at least 2 hours for certification trainings. If you have 3 contracts, perhaps 2 of the big players and the most competitive local product, that could mean an entire workday of certification exams. If you can turn off your email and phone, you'll put yourself in the best position to succeed. Work in an office? Try closing the door. If you work from home with kids around, send them to a sitter for the afternoon. Why do we suggest such drastic measures? Because carrier certifications are important. Most carriers operate by the 3 strikes and you're out policy. They will only give you 3 attempts to pass their certification exam and usually require a score of 90% or higher. If you fail a carrier's exam 3 times, you'll be locked out from marketing their product for the entire plan year. But don't be discouraged if you fail 2 times in a row. Keep in mind how the test questions are phrased and allow time to review your study materials. Take a break and walk away from it before taking another swing. Lastly, fulfill any face-to-face training requirements. Some carriers may require face-to-face training. Here at Ritter, we work hard to keep you informed of each carrier's requirements as information becomes available. You can also check out our event calendar for a list of face-to-face trainings available near you. And now you're set. Don't let Medicare Advantage season sneak up on you. There's plenty of time to prepare your portfolio in the next few months, and we'll let you know about every strong product in your market. Run down this checklist, making sure to take care of your Medicare certifications early. And don't forget to follow up with carrier certifications for all of the products in your revamped portfolio. Before you know it, you'll put certifications behind you and have plenty of time to check in with your clients and polish your sales presentations. Consider yourself prepared for AEP. Check out our show notes for the links we mentioned in this episode, like AHIP training, Ritter's carrier pages, our certification center, the events calendar, and more related information. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. If you like what you heard here today, take a minute to join the conversation. Leave a comment for us in the show notes. Let us know how you prepare for AEP. Or if commenting isn't your thing, share this episode on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn. Maybe you know an agent who's just starting out. Maybe they've been at it for years. There is no bad place to jump on board the Agent Survival Guide podcast. Thank you so much for your support. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next episode.